Mayo TD Michael Ring is joining the long list of Fine Gael TDs who won't be running in the next general election. His political life has spanned 45 years, first in Westport Town Council, then Mayo County Council, and for the past 30 years he's been in Dáil Éireann. Between 2017 and 2020, he was Minister for Community and Rural Development. Michael Ring, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel. How are you?
I'm not so bad at all, thank you. Why did you decide not to run again?
Well, look at Rachel, it comes a time. I'm 45 years in politics, and look at my family and myself had a discussion over the last few months. And, you know, there's never a right time to leave politics, but I suppose I'm delighted that I'm leaving it on my own terms. I've had 45 great years. I have 30 years in the Dáil. I'm at an age now. Maybe I want to do something else and spend a bit of time with my family and grandchildren. But, you know, there's other things I want to do in life. And I've given everything to politics for the last 45 years. And I'm happy now that Fine Gael are in a better place than Simon Harris. And I give him 100% credit. They're doing a fantastic job for the Fine Gael party. And we had a very good local elections and European election. And I think the time is right for me to, you know, to step off the stage and let somebody else come on. And I have given everything I can to politics, and I've enjoyed every single day of it, Rachel.
You mentioned the local elections there, and I know you said at the time that the general election should take place before the end of this year. Is that still your view?
Well, that's my personal view. I would honestly believe that if the government should run in October, November, and not have another winter election. I'm somebody that has fought at least 3 to 4 winter elections. Winter elections are very difficult, very hard, and particularly in rural Ireland, you know, wet, miserable evenings. You know, you kind of canvass after 4 o'clock in the evening, and it's a difficult time to be out there canvassing. But that's a matter for the Taoiseach and the government. That's not my decision now. I made a decision now today that I won't be standing in the next general election, and I'm happy with that decision. And I've been very lucky in politics. I've been almost 9.5 years a minister, set up the Department of Rural Affairs, and I have to say that department is doing very well under Heather Humphreys.
Do you believe that the department is still doing well? Because I know if you ask people in parts of rural Ireland, at least, they would say that they feel they're being neglected.
Well, that's not correct, Rachel. And I can tell you this, when I was there and Heather Humphreys is there now, there's more people living and working in rural Ireland now than there has been since the foundation of the state. And one of the greatest things, and one of the things that I'm very proud of, that I rolled out in my time with Taoiseach then Leo Varadkar, was the broadband. And the broadband has made an awful change to people in rural Ireland. A lot of people working from home now, they couldn't work from home. It was a big issue 7 or 8 years ago. Everybody was on, we have no broadband, we have no broadband. Not everybody has broadband yet, but they will. And it's been rolled out in a very fast pace and it's working very well.
Can I ask, if those are the successes as you see them, I was also interested in some comments you made in the Irish Independent this morning. You believe that some ministers aren't robust enough. How do they need to change?
They need to be ministers. They need to make decisions and not be listened to civil servants. Civil servants have an agenda. They're the permanent government, but they're not the elected government. There's a selected government. We're the elected government. And ministers need to be strong, and ministers need to be ministers. And, you know, if they feel and not to be listened to department officials, they must make decisions. When I went to the Department of Rural Affairs, I set up that department. I made decisions that officials said, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I used to give them one simple question. What constituency did you stand in the last election? They didn't stand. I did. I'm the one that's answerable to the people, and the elected representatives are the ones that are elected and represent the people and are answerable to the people. And civil servants are there to advise. Ministers are there to be ministers.
And as you mentioned, the public service, you also said in that piece this morning that the public service isn't as good as it was 20 years ago. In what way?
Well, I'll tell you one way. If you go on the phone now today to any public department and you say, press button 1, press button 2, press button 3, you can't get anyone, you can't talk to anybody, and we don't. In that way, people are really angry, and that's why they have to come to politicians, and that's why they have to come to people like me and councillors, you know, because they can't get anybody on the other side of a phone, and it's not right. You know, in the past, you take up the phone, you get someone in the county council, you get somebody in a public building. Now you can't do that. You know, it'll take you an hour to get through to any institution.
Isn't that the way of the modern world, though?
That's,
I mean, it's the
enough.
Same if you contact a hospital, if you contact a bank, you end up pressing a handful of numbers before you get anywhere.
That's right, button 1, 2, 3 and 4 doesn't seem, and we never had as many people employed and never had as many people working there, and yet we cannot get anybody to answer the phone.
All right. Well, listen, we'll have to leave it at that. But thank you very much once again for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Michael Ring there, who's retiring as a Fine Gael TD in Mayo.